الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم. We gather here once again to protest against oppression. We gather here to raise our voices. Voices against the killings of innocent victims in Quetta, Karachi, and Peshawar. Innocent Muslims are being heartlessly and brutally martyred. We must raise awareness. Most importantly, this genocide is being portrayed as sectarian violences, which is completely untrue. This is a genocide, a mass killing of innocent lives, either Sunni or Shia. Is this what the world has come to? Shame on the authorities of Pakistan. There's no flag large enough to cover the shame of innocent killing innocent people. There are people who are suffering beyond description. They are innocent people and they didn't bring this upon themselves. They are the victims of the sins of other people. And while it is hard to see, it is important to understand these people exist. The recent bombing in Model Town Karachi is a human tragedy. Even today, there was another bombing in a Sunni mosque in Peshawar where more lives were taken. Take a moment today to say a prayer for those who have died needlessly. If you're not religious, spend some time reflecting on what it means to be alive and how quickly and easily your life can be taken from you. Anytime violence is carried out against innocent people, it must be condemned in the strongest terms possible. Those who callously take the lives of others without remorse or feeling are the greatest villains walking the earth today. The Pakistan authorities have nothing to do besides show their faces on TV and try to comfort the people with their fake words and unreal promises. And they do nothing to stop the crime and this genocide. Hundreds and thousands of Shia Muslims are being killed around the world. Why are they being killed? What is the government doing? They're watching as innocent lives are being heartlessly and brutally martyred by the hands of the enemies of Islam. There's no greater evil than taking an innocent life. Life is one of the blessings that each and every one of us has the right to. Whether you are poor or rich, white or black, Shia or Sunni, you get to wake up every morning, breathe the earth's air, and live. Life is one of the possessions that we all have, and to take that from somebody for no good damn reason is the greatest evil that there is. The enemies of humanity in different groups are brainwashed and told it is jihad if they take innocent lives and they will be rewarded Jannah. They may call themselves Muslims, but the Holy Quran clarifies such people cannot be Muslims or even humans. Surah 5 verse 32 states that whoever kills an innocent, it is as if he has killed all of mankind. And whoever saves a person, it is as if he has saved all of mankind. And indeed, these so-called Muslims, the enemies of Islam, are making us stronger. Muslims of the world, we need to unite. Nothing terrifies the enemy more than a group of united people, united Muslims. And the biggest reason why we, Shia and Sunni, are getting killed by these terrorists is our disunity. Those who want to cause disunion are neither of the Sunnis nor of the Shias. They are the directors of evil powers.
Shame, Taliban!
1, 2, 3, 4, stop Shia killing anymore! 1, 2, 3, 4,
stop Shia killing anymore!
Those who attempt to cause discord among our Sunnis and Shias are people who conspire for the enemies of Islam and want the enemies of Islam to triumph over Muslims. We need a change! We need strong leaders, leaders who we know the people can count on. The victims of Pakistan need us. They are in desperate need of help. We need to spread awareness by protesting and informing Western media to help us try and stop this genocide. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse the killers and protect the true followers of our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him, and all innocent victims from the crime. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give patience to the family of Shuhada and give us all strength to stand against such innocent killing and the Shia genocide.
Shia killing.